Oh boy, this is going to be so much fun. We are ready to begin fundamental analysis. And we start with valuation models, which means we're going to attempt to place a value, a price upon a stock. It's not easy. But with these tools that we're going to learn in this chapter and the next, we hope to show you that you can tilt the odds in your favor such that your long-term prudent investing will be very fruitful. Now, you've studied Chapter 3, Introduction to Stocks, thoroughly, yes? Okay, because we're ready. Get your thinking cap on. We're ready to enter the realm of stock valuation. And we start with a wonderful quote by a mutual fund manager who since retired, but he had when he gave this quote, he had over 35 years of experience. So he'd been around the block a few times, and he said it matter-of-factly, but with a tone of seriousness in his voice that denoted that he learned sometimes the hard way. Value matters. You ignore value at your peril, Mr. Greg Ireland. In other words, they're not just simply millions of pieces of paper that, they're not even paper anymore, it's all electronic, that people trade back and forth every day. There's a value to these companies that we're investing in. And we also steal a little bit from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and his famed detective character, Sherlock Holmes. It is a capital mistake to theorize before one has data. And that's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to get data, and then we're going to find a few, just we're going to cover a few of the many different valuation models that are available to you. As we've said, you have the rest of your life to learn all about investing. It's a lifelong process. It's a wonderful hobby and joyful for many people, and for others, not so much fun, and that's why there are mutual funds. So let's get started on slide number 2, stock valuation. Stock valuation is the process by which the underlying value of a stock is established on the basis of its forecasted risk and return performance. We must always think about the risks involved in a stock, not just the return, the reward. At any given time, the price of a share of common stocks depends on investors' expectations about the future behavior of the security, the future behavior of the company. A fundamental assertion of finance holds that the value of a stock is based on the present value of its future cash flows. In other words, it's a business. Money's coming in the door, earnings, and then hopefully dividends. We love dividends, distribution of the earnings, or both. The worth of a company is primarily based on the earnings the company will produce in the future. But if we knew what was going to happen in the future, it would not be called the future, would it? Exactly. It's easy to look at what the saying is, past is 2020, you know, looking in hindsight is 2020, but looking into the future, it's a little more, it's a lot more difficult. This is from Professor Burton Malkiel's wonderful book, which you're going to read eventually, right? A Random Walk Down Wall Street. The most fundamental influence on stock prices is the level and duration of the future growth of earnings and dividends. However, future earnings growth is not easily estimated, even by market professionals. Some people are paid tremendous sums of money to incorrectly predict where the earnings growth is going. So if someone were to ask you, well, what's the most important factor in determining the value of a company? In a few words, you could say future earnings or future dividends or both. But do any of us know what's going to happen in the future? No. So is valuing stock going to be easy? No, it's not easy. But as we said, we're going to learn some techniques that will tilt the odds in your favor. in my humble opinion. So let's forge on. Security analysis is what we're going to do, folks. It's a fancy word for the process of gathering and organizing information and then using it to determine the value of a share of common stock. Okay, well, what are we after? We're after what is called the intrinsic value. What's it worth? The underlying or inherent value of a stock, the company, as determined through the security analysis that we do. The question is, what security analysis measures or methods does one use to determine the intrinsic value of a company? Do we use future earnings, future dividends, potential capital appreciation, price-to-earnings ratio, financial ratios, past price performance? The amount of risk? Value is in the eye of the beholder. Yes, it is. So we're going to learn, as we said, a few. There are many, many more security analysis techniques, methods, and measures. We're going to start with what is called fundamental analysis. There's another type of analysis called technical analysis. We'll deal with that later on. But the fundamental analysis is the one that I think is the more important one and more useful one. Fundamental analysis is the examination of a firm's accounting statements and other financial and economic information to assess the economic value of a company's stock. In other words, the company, right? Examples of some of the fundamentals are the competitive position of the company. Is it Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, or maybe it's Monster, right? What are the growth prospects for the company? What is its markets? What are the profit margins? What are the company's earnings? What assets are available? What is the company's capital structure, which is a fancy way of saying how much debt do they have? How much do they own of their own assets? We call it net worth in the financial planning and money management class. Simply put, the value of a stock is influenced by the performance of the company that issued the stock. The fundamentalist analyst says you're buying companies, not stocks. And this is, you know, I can tell you my biases right up front. This is what I believe is the method that we should use, is the Beth method. There's another very popular method, although I consider it similar to voodoo, and that's called technical analysis. And the technical analysis says you are buying stocks, not companies. Well, we'll see what they use, what techniques they use later on, and you will decide whether you think that, if you agree with me, that they're all wet. Or you say, you know, there's something to this. And of course, it's not an either-or proposition. Some people do, you know, 70% fundamental analysis, 30% technical analysis, or vice versa. There's a mixture that you can use. I'm pretty much 100% fundamental analysis myself. I want to do my best to find out what the company is worth. And again, as I think I've told you, I'm more skewed toward dividends. Capital appreciation is very important, don't get me wrong, but I'm skewed toward dividends. I love dividends. Dividends don't lie. Okay. So having said that, we've set the stage. When we come back, we will learn our first valuation technique, the dividend discount model. Cool? I hope you're excited because I am. See you in our next presentation.